Winston-Salem artist Clark Whittington had one goal when he started the art vending project nearly 10 years ago.
I wanted to create something that was sometimes not very marketable and make it marketable.
And so the Art-O-Mat emerged from the skeletons of old cigarette vending machines. Whittington explains he collected the machines in 1997 after they were permanently banned. Then he filled them with local art as small as a pack of smokes. The idea was for passers-by to come across the eye-catching machine, get curious about what exactly is in there, and decide to buy a piece. The hope is that buyers would become instant art collectors.
We repackage art to make it so that people can enjoy it in their daily lives, so it's very small and not a big investment.
It's $5 a pop. On a sunny Friday afternoon, I spent 2.5 hours waiting for a curious library patron to make a purchase at the Art-O-Mat. A few inquisitive types stopped by, read the How It Works guide, and gazed into the metallic purple paneled dispenser. They eventually walked away saying it was an interesting concept, but didn't compel them to buy a $5 token from the circulation desk to use on the machine. However, a couple of the slots had already gone empty, and others were well on their way to losing stock. So I decided to try it out myself.
There's a photo box, portraits of someone to talk to, swear at, fantasize about, or appreciate. No, I don't think I want those. I'm going to try this hounds thing.
I chose a brightly colored 3x2-inch acrylic painting
hounds
of four brown and black hunting hounds lounging on the floor, signed by the artist. I must admit, Clark Whittington also showed me the mini sculptures of pewter saltine crackers, perfect replicas of crackers that are shiny and metallic. As a novice art collector, I thought it was classy stuff.
The artists are putting a lot more effort than they should for the money that they're getting, if you just look at it as a business venture.
Here's how the art vending business works. The venue buys the machine and gets $1.50 for each piece it sells. $2.50 goes to the artist who cranks out 50 pieces at a time, and Whittington gets $1 and exclusive rights to fill the machine with his artist's work. Artists approach Whittington through a call for submissions on the Art-O-Mat website. They come from the U.S., Japan, Korea, Italy, and other countries. Whittington says they're mostly unknown.
But if you look at it as an artistic venture or a PR venture, then you'll understand why the artist put so much effort into it. Basically, their name is on it, each piece, so they want to represent themselves as best they can.
And some have gotten gallery showings just because of the exposure through the Art-O-Mat. Sarah Whittington is Clark's mom and a vending artist.
It's just a thrill for me to put these in the machine, and it's a thrill for them to sell, even though maybe I won't make a lot of money off of it.
Sarah is getting ready for a gallery showing in Winston-Salem in May of larger versions of the pieces she's now making for the Art-O-Mat. In her sunlit studio at home in Concord, the retired graphic artist is busy making additional stock.
Sometimes I use acrylic paint, too, and I really have to clean those better.
She's painting mini watercolor portraits of pretty women in 60s garb, mounted on wooden blocks the size of, you guessed it, cigarette boxes.
The wooden blocks need to be wrapped like this and taped so they'll slide down, you know, the slot and not get jammed and all.
In the 9 or so years since the first machine was installed in Winston-Salem, Clark Whittington says there are now 83 operating machines, including one in Warlingham, England, and he continues to get inquiries about placing machines in other parts of the world. Whittington's clientele is growing, but is it good money?
It's tight, but I enjoy it. It's not the best business model again, but I'm able to do things that I enjoy without having to answer to too many people. And that's, I guess that's what any self-employed person eventually wants.
Well, okay, Whittington's a graphic designer by trade and does some consulting on the side, but the Art-O-Mat is his primary business with the objective of promoting unknown artists. Whittington says he wants to keep it going well into the future. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.